All right, it's a Tech Tuesday, Bill. I know it seems like a Monday, but it isn't. CNET senior editor Bridget Carey is with us today. How are you, Bridget?
Hey, doing good. It's you always feel kind of slow after a holiday, but things got busy kind of fast in the tech news world.
What happened, Bridget? Something good?
Well, a brand new phone was just announced from a whole new company. The father of Android, one of the former executives who worked on the Android phone. He left Google a while ago, and he just started his own company, has a brand new phone. It's called the Essential Phone. He writes in the website that he felt like phones are just boring now, and they're not doing what they should be doing. Everything's the same. And so he and a big team just made a whole new design for an Android phone. So it still has the Android operating system, but he wanted to rethink how the phone physically was built.
I know he thought that phones were boring, but you can do almost anything on your phone now. So is his argument valid?
You know, what it looks like is that he's trying to bring back this concept that Google just couldn't pull off, and Motorola couldn't pull it off either. It's the concept that in the industry we call it a modular phone, something where you can take pieces in and out and swap out accessories for whatever your needs are. So on the back where you put, like, the camera, there are two little, magnetic dots, and you could snap on a 360-degree camera. So if you're going on vacation and you want to snap on a really high-end camera, boom, just click and it's there. And I think that's something where, you know, he wants to build more accessories and have just snap-on, snap-off type of situation. So maybe that's where the thinking's a little different. And also, there's no logo on the phone, so you're not advertising a certain brand, but I'm sure, you know, they want you to talk about it when people gawk at it. It is also coming with its own home assistant, because everyone's talking about the home speakers, like what Amazon has and what Google has, and it has its own version of a home voice assistant that just kind of sits like a little hockey puck that's tilted, and it can be activated by touching it or, I guess, looking at it a certain way. They don't really describe how that works, and of course, speaking to it.
Are people scared to try these brand new things? I know there are a lot of new phone services as well that you hear about. Like, I got to be honest with you, I'm surprised Cricket is still in business, and I see, you know, stores that are on the street. Are people leery about trying something they've never heard about before?
Absolutely. You know, if it's not at your carrier, if it's not at AT&T or Verizon, you know, and Sprint and whatnot, why would you, you know, want to just jump into something unknown? But the real big techies, oh my gosh, they're signing up for pre-orders now. I mean, because everyone wants to be a part of something new, and they have a lot of trust probably in the fact that, oh, this is, you know, from the guy who made Android. He knows what he's doing. He's surrounding himself with some of the best minds. So how could it be bad? I'm always skeptical of everything, but I think when you hear that it's an Android-based phone, so, you know, the software inside is going to be the same, people are interested in maybe showing off to be something different or try out something different. It doesn't come cheap, but for pre-orders, you want to throw in that special camera I told you that attaches. They're asking $750.
Wow.
Now, to go to those carriers, you know, they're kind of, they have payment plans. You know, it's a little easier. Now, there's no word on, like, how you can pay for this, because it's not out yet. They just say it's going to be out in the next few months. So that's the only facts we know so far on how to buy it.
I'm surprised this guy didn't have a non-compete, or maybe he did and it already lapsed. But if he was the guy who kind of made Android what Android is, you'd think that company would make him sign something saying you can't open up your own phone company.
Well, it's still Android, right? But yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's going for, like, the phone design, and maybe time has passed. So
yeah,
that'll be something we'll probably hear more about, you know, as time goes on. But I think what you said, phones can, like, every phone can do the same thing now. I think people are looking for something different. He's trying to make it different by saying, hey, instead of aluminum, ours is made of titanium. And made it of tough material, so you won't even need a case.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they're trying to stand apart.
And these are not available to the general public yet, but how soon did you say?
Well, on the website,
yeah,
for essential.com, you can read more about it. It's $750 for a pre-order, and they say in the next few months. Specific date, though.
That's not terrible. That's not bad at all. All right, so that's some good news that you mentioned. Is there more good news?
Well, I feel like every week there's always a new rumor on Apple's side of things. You know, everyone's always wondering what's the new iPhone going to look like.
Yeah.
The current reports that are out, because there's always a new leak every day, it kind of confirms what we've heard before. It's not going to look the same as the previous iPhones. It's going to be a larger screen. The screen's going to probably take up most of the front, if not all of it. Kind of like only thing popping out is going to be the camera, but there's going to be no home button. And more leaks out of China say that the aspect ratio of this is even going to be different because it's such a larger phone. App makers are going to have to rework how they have the app sized for the screen, you know, to make it work.
Right. It's not fair to ask you this, Bridget, but I saw this over the weekend, and maybe you know something about this, but maybe you don't. And if you don't, we need to talk about it at a future date because I've never seen anything so cool in my life. Have you ever seen this flying machine called an IFO? Does that sound familiar to you at all?
No, should I look it up right now?
Yeah, if you can find this, IFO, it's Identified Flying Object, and they say that in a couple of years, these will be easily available. You can't get them now because they're still in the final developing stages.
But it's like a drone, but like it looks like a flying saucer drone. Yeah, but if you took those old rotary phones and you just took off the dial pad and flung it into the sky, there's like a bunch of circles all around it.
Yeah. So they believe these things will carry two people, and you get on it kind of on an elevator, and then it pushes you up to the top. And then much like a drone, except that it's big enough for two people to fly around in, they say that this is going to be a regular mode of transportation in about 5 or 10 years.
Well, I always wanted that Jetsons pod.
It's happening.
That's what it looks like. It looks very much like the Jetsons pod. But as I'm watching this and thinking how cool it is, I keep thinking, if something does go wrong in this thing, it's a very quick ride to the ground. You know, if you're high up and one of these rotors goes out or all the rotors go out, I can't imagine there being a backup plan.
Oh, just really, really, really big balloon.
Right. Always have a huge helium balloon with you. All right. That'll help.
I'm having a coughing attack. I'm sorry. So,
that's okay. All right. That's
I had a question, but we'll do it next week.
Bridget, thanks so much. We really appreciate it, and we will talk to you next Tuesday.
All right. Thanks.
All right.
Thank
that's Bridget Carey from CNET. Go to CNET.com. We'll take a quick break. News is coming up in a little bit. Are you okay? Everything all right? You're all right?
I'm not choking.
You're not choking. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.